Yadam chapter 2, Mishnah 3. Hayadam mitamos umitaharis adapirik. So hands are rendered impure and pure until the joint. So what's the joint? So it brings three opinions over here. So the first opinion is the rif, which is the entire hand up to the wrist. So when one washes one's hand, according to the rif, one would have to wash up until the wrist. Second opinion brings is the rosh, which is the base of the fingers. So you just have to wash your entire fingers. And then the third opinion is the opinion of the ateret zakenim, which is just the second joint of the fingers, like two-thirds of the fingers. So those are three opinions of what it means up until the joint. For purposes of the rest of the Mishnah, we're just going to use the wrist as what it means, the joint. So says the Mishnah Ketzad, what does it mean? Natal esarishonim ad aperik. So now if a person pours water less than a revis, the first pouring, and he pours it over his hand up until the wrist. Vesashnim, and then the second pouring, he pours chutz leperik, means that he pours it over the hand, and then it goes over the wrist. And then v'chazru liyad, the second pouring comes back onto the wrist, tahora, so the hand will remain pure, because past the wrist is not considered impure. The rabbinical decree of impurity did not extend past the wrist. Natal esarishonim, next case, a person pours the first pouring on the hand, and it goes past the wrist. Okay, now that water, remember, the less than a revis, the first water is impure on your hand if it's less than a revis. So it's on his hand and it's past his wrist. The esashnim, and then also the second pouring, chutz leperik, he also pours that on the hand, but it goes on the hand and it goes beyond the wrist. And then v'chazru liyad, and then it comes back onto the hand. So in this case over here, tmei, it will be impure. Why? Because the first water that was impure, that went past the wrist, can't be purified by the second water. Why? Because second water only cleans and purifies what's on the hand, not what's beyond the wrist. So when that first water comes back onto the hand, it's now going to render the hand impure. Next case, Natal esarishonim liyade achas, if he pours water over one hand. So he first thinks he's only going to be purifying one hand. So he pours water over one hand. But nimlach, then he changes his mind. But natal esashnim lishtay yadav, and he pours the second pouring over both hands after he's joined them together. So he joins them together, and the one hand was wet. So when the one hand wets, and the other hand hasn't been washed at all, so that's going to make the water impure. So in that case over there, tmeos, the hands are going to remain impure because the second pouring, the one hand never got, it only got one pouring and never got both. Natal esarishonim lishtay yadav, if he pours the first water over both hands. V'nimlach, and then he changes his mind, v'natal esashnim liyadei achas, and he pours the second pouring only over one hand. So yadav Torah, so that hand will be pure. And even he brings over here that if you did one hand and then the other hand, so it would still be pure. So if he pours the first pouring on both hands together, and then the second pouring over one hand, and then the second pouring over the other hand, so both of those hands will be pure. That will be okay. Next case, Natal liyadei achas, he pours water over one hand. V'shif shafa b'chaverta, and then he rubs that hand together with the other hand. So that's going to be no good, tmeah. So that's the second hand will make the water on the first hand impure, and that will be no good. But roisha or bekoisel, but if he wipes his hand after the first washing on his head or on the wall, right? So that's tahora. That will work because the decree, there's no impurity on his head, right? His head was never decreed impure, and the wall, so he dries his hand on the wall. So that's actually going to work, says the Mishnah. And then last case, bit of a change of topic, Noitlin Arba v'chamisha zeh b'tzadzeh, if you got four or five people and they put their hands next to each other, or zeh al gabay zeh, or one on top of the other, l'bivad sheyerpu, as long as they are held loosely, sheyavoa b'mamam, that he can pour water over all of the hands together, that will be okay. So you can wash four or five people. If you've got a very wide vessel, let's say you could wash four or five people's hands together, side by side, as long as they're held loosely together, and the water can reach all parts of the hand.